Christmas your way with Baker's Delight. 101.9.
This is the Fox. Our last show of 2020, and what a great way to celebrate. This absolute legend has a Christmas album out. It is called The Christmas Present. Includes his new single, Can't Stop Christmas. It's available to buy, download and stream now, guys.
Robbie Williams, welcome back to the show, Robbie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the advert for my record there. That's amazing. Did I hear right? Is this your last show of this year?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. What do you plan on doing?
Nothing. Having six weeks of not getting up. No alarms. And also, we're out of lockdown.
I don't know anywhere in the world where people at radio stations get a whole 6 weeks off. It's like school holidays.
Yeah, it is. Well, I am a child, so there's my teacher.
You and me both. Congratulations, guys. Have the best time ever.
Well, we had you on this time last year too, Robbie, for your album, and it was our last show. So this is like an annual thing.
It's either me or Michael Bublé, isn't it? I'm glad that it's me for the last couple of Christmases.
Well, Robbie, we love obviously your Christmas album, The Christmas Present, but this is a new single and I love what you've done here because it's quite challenging to tie COVID into Christmas, but you have done it with Can't Stop Christmas.
Yeah, what actually happened was I wrote 50 songs for this album.
Wow.
And then my wife said to me in August, are you going to put the Christmas album out again? I said, yeah. She said, what are you going to release? And I said, I'm going to put something out that's on the album. She said, yeah, you can't do that. I said, I can. She said, no. That's really lazy. Write something new. I said, I'm not going to. Anyway, I ended up writing a new song and it's called I Can't Stop Christmas. She even gave me the title for the song. And as it happens, she's the best for micromanaging my life. And yet again, my wife proves to be right.
Again. Now, Robbie, you're in lockdown. You're in the UK at the moment. How is it over there?
I don't know because I've only been here for 7 days and I've just been in the house for 7 days. But to be honest with you, I'm kind of like, I want to create a word for somebody that's agoraphobic but not have a negative connotation because like, I'm not scared of going outside. I just don't want to. And COVID is just like my life anyway. So I've been back for 8 days. It's cold, guys.
Yeah,
I'm sure you feel sympathy for me. It's cold, but it's lovely, you know.
Yeah, we just went through our 6 months of lockdown, hard lockdown here in Melbourne. And we're coming into summer. It's 34.
I've got it. Mm-hmm. Haprophobic.
Haprophobic. Happy to be stuck inside.
Yeah, yeah. Well, nailed it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's good.
So you've just been going through COVID. Yep.
Yeah, and yes. We're out, and it's 34 degrees today. So in Melbourne, which is very, very hot. So I don't want to rub it in too much. But where did you come from? Do you not have to quarantine?
Yeah, I'm quarantining. I'm quarantining for 2 weeks.
In your own home?
Where I started our big lockdown was flying home from Melbourne.
Yeah, you did. You were here for the Grand Prix.
Oh, that's right. That concert never happened, Robbie.
Never happened.
We weren't sure. That got cancelled right at the last minute. You were ready to rock, weren't you?
I was ready to rock. This is what happened. So my management phoned up. Miley Cyrus was supposed to be playing the day before, and they said Miley's pulled out.
Yeah.
Do you want to pull out? And I was like, there is no way. I'm from Britain. We don't do that kind of thing. So I headed down there and I was like, I think Miley had a point, actually. I don't think I should be here. It seems like the apocalypse or something. It was the weirdest time. It was like the end of the world. But hey ho, the world carried on spinning. And here we are.
Yep, absolutely. And Can't Stop Christmas. Look, and I think it's just fair, Robbie, in the music industry to know, I guess, the competitive landscape of Christmas albums. Yours is obviously going to go very well. And here's a little taste. This is Can't Stop Christmas. I mean, this is going to race to the top of the charts. The Christmas Present is the album. But just, you are actually up against our very own Fifi Box, who a few years ago put out a Christmas album with a children's star here called Jimmy Giggle, Robbie. So you're up against the Fifi Box Jimmy Giggle collaboration. Do you want to hear what you're up against?
Yeah, please. And let me grade it out of 10.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Fifi Box and popular children's entertainer Jimmy Giggle.
Hey, Fifi.
Hey, Jimmy.
Do you love Christmas?
I love Christmas so much.
Oh, cool. Do you love singing?
I love singing. I'm not very good at it, though.
Oh, don't be silly, Fifi. It's easy. I'll help you. Hey, let's go dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh.
Do it.
I mean, there's just a little taste for you, Robbie. Your thoughts?
Well, obviously, it's not meant for my age range, right?
True. We've got different demos. Absolutely.
Hold on. Well, was that for children? That was for children. Please tell me that was for children.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Oh, in which case, then it's a 10 out of 10.
Good stuff. Good to know.
Thing.
The two records can coexist in the marketplace. No one's treading on each other's toes.
I don't think mine's actually still out there. That was released about 4 years ago, Robbie, and I think it might have sold 3 copies. So,
Do you ever go onto YouTube and see how many people have viewed your song?
Robbie Williams from his quarantine setup in the UK. We appreciate it, mate. It's Robbie Williams, The Christmas Present, includes the new single Can't Stop Christmas, available to buy, down and stream, whatever it is, says on here. All that.
Yeah.
Good on you, Robbie.
All right. Listen. Is that it? Are we wrapping up?
Well, if you want, I mean, you can hang around.
Another question? I can ask you one more question.
One more question. Let's do it.
I'd love to know your thoughts, because you love your soccer, and I follow you on Instagram. You love your soccer, and one of the greatest of all time, they call him God, Diego Maradona, passed yesterday. Did you have any interactions with him at all?
Well, here's what happened. So I was in Austria, and I was doing a gig up a mountain to close ski season. And when I got to the gondola at the bottom to go up to start performing a very, very cold gig, Maradona was there to meet me.
Wow.
And so I had my photograph with Maradona, and it was amazing. And my dad had a photograph with Maradona. And then we got in the gondola, and it was like, that was Maradona. How mad is my life? And then at the weekend, Maradona was actually at a Chelsea game. And I was looking at the picture of Maradona, and in this picture of Maradona at the Chelsea game, he didn't have a big bushy beard. Actually, who I met was a Maradona impersonator.
That's amazing.
Oh, I'm so glad you hung around for that extra question. Robbie, thank you, mate.
Hey, listen, genuinely, guys, have the most amazing 6 weeks off. You totally deserve it. Go and live the life however you want that life to be lived, whether it be in pajamas or board shorts. Just pig out and enjoy yourselves.
Oh, thanks.
Good on you, Robbie.
You have a great Christmas with the family too.
Good stuff. Robbie Williams, fantastic to have him on board. The Christmas Present, including his new single Can't Stop Christmas, available to buy, download and stream now. This is The Fox.
I think you just explained our last 6 months.
101.9 The Fox.
This next guest, one of our favourites. Here's just a few of her many hits that you've heard here on The Fox. If you could not ruin the songs by singing over the top of them, please, guys. Anyway, how exciting, because the Christmas album is out, the brand new Christmas album called Only Santa Knows, available to stream and download now.
Yes, and it's our last show, and we only have our favourite special guest, so Delta, it's so wonderful that you could join us this morning, particularly after the big arias. Yeah. How was that the other night?
Honored to join. Yes, it was amazing. It was, you know, it was really special to be the host, I think, after all the different moments I've shared with Aries. It was nice to have a new moment again, and just, you know, definitely definitely just, I kind of just was pretty relaxed and enjoyed the night because obviously it was quite calm with not that many people around and the camera crew, a lot of the people I've known for years. We had a lovely time. It was great seeing people get the awards and, yeah, it was awesome.
What was that like, Delta? Because I watched your intro and you nailed it and I'm like, there's no one there. Like, because you, as performers, you get out on stage and you react to the screams and the Delta, you know, Delta.
I've got a pretty good imagination, so really I'm pretty happy in my own world, just, you know, get out of the room. But doing when everyone, like all the women came and sang at the end, that was the real highlight.
I didn't expect that, Delta. That was so emotional and to lose Helen Reddy this year, and I Am Woman, and even me, I'm not a performer or a singer, but that song has meant so much to me, even as a young woman. I remember when I first heard it. But to have our premier female performing artist singing that together, that must have been incredible.
It felt really united, you know. It felt like everybody was super together on it. Like it felt like everyone's got their own lane in music, had their own sort of stories to tell through that song. And it was really, really fun and really special. And some artists like Montaigne I'd never met, and she was so lovely and just everyone was great. It was awesome.
And I was just thinking, if you missed it, I mean, there was Kate Sobrano, Christine Arnoux, there was Emma Wiggle. Tones and I.
Amy and, yeah.
Massive.
Now, obviously for Christmas, Delta, we're going to have only Santa Knows playing in the background. What do you do for Christmas?
Well, this year I've got a Christmas special with Channel 9. So the Christmas special, it's all about giving back. I think I'm very conscious this year's been, you know, completely different to what we all expected, obviously. But knowing that the gravity of what it was going to be of reflecting this year, like even, you know, you guys are, it's always like new, this year has been such a reset and chapter. And so, I kind of just wanted to be able to give back to amazing Aussies and the Christmas special and the Christmas album is kind of a part of that and a part of my heart, and I love Christmas. So I thought this year was the year I was going to do it.
Well, good on you, Delta. She's always worked so hard and does such great things. And look, we have a little sample of the Christmas album here, Only Santa Knows. She's nailed the vocal, obviously. Let's just... Santa knows when you're asleep. Just beautiful. Only
Santa knows. That's a voice, Boxy.
That is a voice. So that's the brand new Christmas album, Only Santa Knows. Now, Delta, look, it's a competitive marketplace, the Christmas album market, and there was one that dropped a few years ago. And look, so it's not technically your competition this year, but it is still available, and I guess we should at least point out. Well, just so that you're aware of what else you're up against, Delta. Fifi Box collaborated with...
Fifi Special?
Yeah. It's a Fifi Box Jimmy Giggle collaboration. and look, you just need to be across it. Dashing through the snow.
So much fun! All the fields we go,
laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring. Did you want to hear any more of that? Or?
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
So much fun. One horse open
sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing
all the way. Bells on bobtail ring. Can you tell what happened, Delta? So they've got me in the studio. I have actually sung, but when I heard the finished piece, I was really just laughing and throwing random comments around.
I mean, that's what Christmas can be. It's gotta be fun. You gotta have funny. You know what, Phoebe? When I was producing and doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I was trying to get in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose like a light bulb. So I was trying to do all that. And Matt and Tom, who are in the studio, they're like, no. No, and I kept going like yippee! It's like yes, that's what happened in Rudolph, and everyone was like, I only got one yippee in Rudolph. It was a definite compromise. I lost that battle.
Right. Well, no. I'm always here if you need someone to laugh scream during your singing.
One last taste. Here, one last taste.
That was fantastic, Jimmy.
That was Fifi.
Wow. I don't think that's going to be a huge threat. I think this album will go very well for Delta. It's called Only Santa Knows. It's available to stream and download now. Delta, we love when you're on the show. Thanks for being part of our last show. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Happy last show.
Thanks, Delta. Thanks, Delta. Bye.
101.9 The Fox.
We've had some big names on the show today. You don't want to miss the podcast today because you've got Robbie Williams on there, who was absolutely brilliant, as you'd expect. Delta Goodrum, some big names. And then you two have gone and said, no, there's a bigger guest coming up. I'm thinking, well, what, than Robbie Williams?
Bigger than Robbie Williams because, Byron, this is your last show here at the Fox. It's an emotional show and this is a bit where we're starting to really say farewell and say goodbye to you. And we wanted to reach out to somebody that is obviously very important to you and has been, you've been close to your whole life in many ways.
Pretty much, yeah.
And it just wouldn't be the last show without this person that we've tracked down and very hard to secure, but we've got them ready to wish you farewell. Are you there, surprise guest?
Farewell, Brian. It's not your son. It's not your son, mate. And I'm bigger than Robbie Williams. I'm number one song. Telephone number. Goodbye, Brian. Forever.
I tell you what. Okay, no good. This is a very long, waffly intro. I tell you, and thank you, Warwick Kappa, who's on the line. Warwick Kappa. Can I just say, I've been feeling like far too, like yesterday was hard because there were tears and it was actually a really hard day. And today, honestly, somehow I've reset my emotions to actually be like really happy and I'm not sad. But because I then felt a pressure. Like, I suspected this was going to be my son's effort, okay? So I've started looking up pictures on my Facebook page of my son to try and get teary because I know you would expect tears if it was my son. Instead, it's Warwick Kappa. Well, and I feel nothing.
Accomplished, achieved.
We nailed it. I haven't seen my son either for 3 months. How do you mean I feel?
What do you mean?
Indiana Warwick Kappa.
Young Indiana. What happened? What's happened with your son, Warwick?
He's surfing. He's got his own business. He's a builder. He's going on the block next year.
Just not confirmed. I'm trying to get in the block next year.
So is Byron.
I'm on the next commercial Ultra Tune. I can't tell you who with, but some big world names again. We film in 2 weeks.
How have you made this about you? It's my last show.
Oh, forget you, mate. No one knows you. You're idiot. I'm taking your job, dickhead.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Can't say enough things about this show. This is one of the great shows. 5 years with these incredible people on the Fox. Thank you, Fifi, Fev and Byron, for the last time. It's going to be a brilliant show next year. Nick is a great bloke, Nick Cody. What a ledge. It's going to be a fantastic show. Get around it, Fifi, Fev and Nick, in 2021. And what you guys have done for me today, I can't quite comprehend. You've organised something behind the scenes for my last show. I've had a tough year being away from my son, who lives in New Orleans with his mum.
Z-Man!
COVID has meant I haven't been able to see him. And I fly to LA to see him for a weekend. It's the way life works out. Sometimes you can't design, you can't plan. But, you know, I just, to be able to jump on a plane and see my best mate, I haven't been able to do that this year. And, God, it's been hard. And for you guys to put Zephyr up on a screen there with all the other important people in my life, my beautiful girlfriend Alex, my dad Jeff, his beautiful wife Gloria, everyone else there, all my mates, it's Husey who somehow got in the mix.
Mate, Husey's committed. He's dropped the kids off. He's still there.
And it's after his 50th birthday. I mean, he had a huge day yesterday. He's there as well. I mean, no, this is just brilliant, guys. I just can't find the words. So.
Well, we really can't either because you are our dear friend and we wish you all the best for the future. And as we keep saying, we're still friends. It's just the end of this era on the show, but it's not the end of you because you go on and we continue our friendships. But we do want to celebrate the highlights. There may be some lowlights.
Surely not. No, surely
of
not.
Of the journey on the Fifi, Fev and Byron show with Byron Cook.
Is it the one that says farewell package?
Correct.
I think your best mate Trent Wheeler has just joined too, mate.
Trent!
There he is, his only mate.
Trent Wheeler. I've known him since he was 9 years old. I didn't know. He's in there. He is in his
car. There he is.
Pull over, Trent.
Yeah.
Stop driving while you're on the phone.
Trent is so unaware of what happens in media. I've known him since we were kids in primary school. He's so unaware of what happens in media, and he's always been my friend that doesn't know any celebrity names. Trent Wheeler doesn't know what a meme is.
Yeah, he didn't, did he?
Yeah, she doesn't. So that gives you an idea of Trent's background. Okay, here we go.
Fifi, Fev and Byron on the Fox.
Is it true your real name is Greg?
Full name Gregory Byron Cook, Byron middle and preferred.
Byron, can I say something to you from the bottom of my heart?
Please.
You are a really handsome man.
Who is that?
Byron Cook.
He didn't play, did he?
What the hell is that? That's petrifying.
Yes.
Why is
Scooby-Doo costume there? What's
because
that? It's not even a noodle. No, Scooby-Doo was a different breed.
Yeah, I know that.
I guess, and you think I would get the panelling right with the Prime Minister.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Prime Minister, I apologise for my panelling error. He's an 80s footy icon, but let's face it, he isn't well.
I'm going to fix up Byron. He's my flipper in the next XXX studio. Byron, he's in trouble.
What's he talking about?
Get well, thief. Rest up over the weekend. Oh, sorry. What would help is if I assign the right microphone. Here you go. Go for that one. There.
The show you always wanted. Just yourself.
Oh, here we go. Now, I'll tell you what. We're having some fun here.
No, hang on. You say we're having fun. Are you making mistakes?
No, I'm not making any bloody mistakes.
Well, what are you doing, though?
Okay, I'm just trying to play buttons. Ariana Grande's Seven Rings. It shouldn't be this hard.
Calvin Harris, Sam Smith, Promises, Melbourne's 101.9. I
literally had to dump myself then. I've had to press dump on myself. Okay, well, thanks very much for your feedback there, dog.
Did you just call me dog?
She's unbelievable. Stick around, Sam.
Thank you for everything you've done. Here is your new car from our good friends at Western Nissan Caroline Springs.
Alex was...
Get on the mic.
Let's just talk to the kids. Shut up, Byron, you...
Get on the mic.
I've had to dump my own co-host.
We fully support you. We love you.
I love you, mate.
Can your autobiography one day be Byron Middle and Preferred?
No one will buy it.
Oh, jeez, guys, this is... Is Dad on the Zoom? Does Dad know how to talk on the Zoom?
Yeah, can we speak to Jeff?
Dad, I'm so sorry that the name you chose, Gregory, that I hate so much that I went for the middle name. I still hope that after all these years, that's okay.
Yeah, we'll forgive him now. Yep.
Yes!
Good luck in your new mate. And thanks to Bev and Leon, all the guys there. They've been good to you.
Good on you, Dad.
Thanks
love
for calling him Greggy, mate. We've had years of fun with that.
I love all of you. Every single person on that Zoom call, obviously, sonically, probably to talk to them will sound awful because there'll be a lot of talk over, but that is unbelievable. Thank you, guys. There's another one here. It says there's another button here.
Yeah, well, as you know, your son, Zephyr, is on the Zoom call and he's sitting there and he's over in America now. But he did record you this message.
Hey, Dad, it's Zephyr. I know it's your last day on the show. I just wanted to say congratulations on your new adventure coming up. You've done a great job on the show, and I can't wait for this new adventure, Byron Cook Show. Very excited for that. So proud of you. I'm very lucky to have met Fifi and Fev over the course of your time on the show. It's been awesome. Wishing you the best. Missing you so much from New Orleans. Hopefully I can see you very, very soon. But love you, and I miss you. And I just want to say very proud of you, and good luck with your new adventure. All right. Love you, Dad.
Love you, mate, so much. Oh, thanks, guys. You wanted to break me, didn't you?
I know. I'm so sorry, Byron. You know what? It's the end of the show for this year. This is our last show for 2020. Fev and I'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
But
we'll be back.
We did want to, we will miss you, and we will see a lot more of you, and we wish you all the best. We love you.
Oh, man.
And
thank you, everyone. Thank you. Every single person that's on that Zoom knows why they're on, maybe with the exception of Calvatech, who's, important, but probably not quite at that tier. Out there, the support staff, wow, just an incredible group of people. You start naming names and it haunts you forever because someone's name you forget and then they hate you for the rest of your life. So, no, Leon, don't look at me like that.
Cheers,
but thank
brother.
You to everyone. Cheers so much. I really appreciate it. I guess we'll play the rap bed. Will this be your jingle next year? Will this be the theme music?
We don't know anything.
It'll be Fifi Fev without Greg.
All right, guys, yeah. everyone on the Zoom. Oh, I spilled the champagne everywhere. You know, that was karma. That was karma. That was karma for calling out Calvatech. That was just bad karma. Love you all. Love you, Dad. Love you, Zephyr. Love you, Alex. Love you, my girl, Alex. See you at lunch. See you at lunchtime, Alex. Love you. To everyone there.
Let's party, Keegs.
Unbelievable. Hughesy, join the party. Jeff will be up there. Keegs will definitely. Keegs will definitely be up and about. Look out. Where are you going?
Celebrate Christmas your way with Baker's Delight. 101.9.